Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move, your daily dose of inspiration to keep those wheels turning, even when life throws a curveball. Today, we're diving into something super important: understanding those pesky emotional triggers that can send us spiraling. Ever felt like you're suddenly hit with a wave of anxiety or sadness seemingly out of nowhere? You know, that feeling where your gut clenches and everything just feels heavy? Well, chances are, an emotional trigger just got the best of you. But hey, don't beat yourself up. Recognizing these triggers is the first step to managing them like a boss. Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk into a room full of spiders without knowing how to react, right? So why treat our emotions any differently? Understanding those triggers allows us to navigate them with grace and strength instead of letting them control us. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become an emotional trigger whisperer. First off, triggers are unique to each person. What sets one person off might be a non-issue for another. It's like trying to figure out everyone's favorite pizza topping. There's no one-size-fits-all answer. So, get introspective and pay attention to what consistently throws you off balance. Is it a certain person? A specific place? Maybe even a particular sound or smell? Jotting down these triggers in a journal can be super helpful. Second, triggers often stem from past experiences. Think about those moments that shaped your emotional responses. Maybe a difficult childhood experience, a heartbreak, or a time you felt deeply insecure. These events can leave invisible scars that get triggered by similar situations in the present. Recognizing this connection can help you approach your triggers with more empathy and understanding. Third, our bodies react to triggers before our minds even catch on. Ever feel your heart racing or your palms sweating when something stressful happens? That's your body's alarm system going off. Learning to recognize these physical cues can give you a head start in managing the emotional response. Take a few deep breaths, stretch, or do whatever helps you ground yourself in the moment. Fourth, it's not about avoiding triggers altogether. That's like trying to live in a bubble. It's about developing healthy coping mechanisms to navigate them effectively. Think of it like having a toolbox filled with strategies to manage those emotional surges. This could include practicing mindfulness, engaging in physical activity, journaling your feelings, or talking to someone you trust. Finally, remember that managing triggers is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more equipped than others. It's all about learning from those moments, adjusting your strategies, and being kind to yourself along the way. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a work meeting, and suddenly, your boss mentions a project that reminds you of a past failure. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you feel that familiar wave of anxiety creeping in. But this time, instead of letting it take over, you remember our conversation today. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the physical sensations of each inhale and exhale. You remind yourself that this situation is different from the past, and you've learned valuable lessons since then. You even think about how excited you are to contribute your unique skills to this new challenge. See, by recognizing the trigger, using coping mechanisms, and reframing the situation, you've successfully managed it. So, remember, understanding your emotional triggers is like unlocking a secret code to living a more fulfilling life. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a willingness to learn, but the rewards are worth it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on our social media channels. We're all in this together, folks, and every little step towards emotional resilience counts. Until next time, keep moving forward, one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.